dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans in all of college football. No question on mine. I've coached here 3 times, and I've been here to do television 4 times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Tagge calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers.
It's a feeling that you can't describe. You put one of those shirts on, and it's like you got power.
Gets it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
It's part of you, and once you leave here, it doesn't leave you.
The snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the 5. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history, 13-0, and bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Nothing can compare to it.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30. Eludes a tackler, 35. Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
I wish everybody had the, you know, the opportunity just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Third down. Cross to the middle.
Doesn't get any better than it is here.
Oh, Dan Trotz escapes. And on the first down. Oh, Dan, look at this.
Jeez.
Oh, no, he could go.
Wow. Amazing.
See you later. That may be one of those unreal runs I have ever seen.
This is a special place. It's like one big family, and that's what I want it to be. I look back at all the tradition and all the things that have gone on here and the great players and the great teams that have played here, and I want to bring everything back into the fold to allow us to move this program forward and to get the best out of everything that we can do.
First down and 10 to go. Here's a hand up to Thunder, who gives it back to Mike Stokes. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out.
Yeah!
40, Mike Brown, 15, 10, Mike touchdown!
Have some fun and play with Kasky. The most physical football team, the team that hits the other team right there, underneath the chin. That's the team that's going to win this football game.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. And the snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is
get
on its way. And the kick is good. School record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31.
And you know what? We got the N on the side of our helmets, fellas. And that's what the N on the side of your helmet is all about. Let's take those N's and put it right underneath your chin for 4 quarters and get out to somebody's house.
Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Seth throws, batted down, intercepted at Namakutsu. Sue to the 20, 15, touchdown Sue. And Namakutsu's second touchdown of the year.
And it comes off the bat.
Sue.
The stadium is blowing up.
It's a Football Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The day before the Huskers kick it off with Oklahoma. It only happens once every 4 years now, where the Sooners roll into Lincoln to take on Big Red. Kickoff tomorrow night, 7:05. Coverage is on ABC Television. We've got it on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, as well, with pregame starting at 2 o'clock. Our predictions on the game coming up in a little bit. Connie Yorey, the head women's basketball coach at Nebraska, is going to join us. They have an exhibition game against UNK on Sunday afternoon at 2. We'll talk about that and the season. They've already got one exhibition game under their belt. UNK wraps up the regular season in football, an important game to make the playoffs and maybe secure a home spot. Hastings College needing to win out to secure, you would think, a football playoff spot as well. Volleyball's winding down. Basketball's getting started. We're all done with baseball, and so here we are, fall going into winter. And coming up on the show today, besides talking with Coach Yorey, we'll also have our Bruce Furniture Pigskin pick. Daddy will make his picks for the week, trying to get off 500. Will he go above? Will he go below?
Feel good, though. Feel real good. Feel good. I found a couple tendencies I'm leaning towards.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Doug, do you know the last time Nebraska lost three in a row in Lincoln? What decade was it the last time?
It been in the 60s. Yeah. Yikes!
Obviously, what is going on in Las Vegas, people? The spread, 4.5.
Started at 6.5. Oklahoma was favored by 6.5. And as the week progresses, we're a day before the game, and you can get it at 4 if you want. That means people are betting pretty big on Nebraska. I mean, this is a 2.5-point line swing. You don't see that very often.
No, you don't. And what's more amazing is you can go to some sites and see the percentage of people betting Nebraska and betting Oklahoma. Some of those sites saying it's 94% taking Oklahoma, where 6% are taking Nebraska. That means the people taking Nebraska would lead me to believe that they're the wise guys betting a whole lot of money on Nebraska. Now, you'd rather have the wise guys on your side than the betting public, but it just seems a little strange having trouble figuring out. Everybody expected that spread when it came out at 6 to just continue to go up as the week went on, because everybody expects or everybody thinks that Nebraska's offense is so bad, and Oklahoma's offense is quite a bit better than Nebraska's, although the defense is good. Everybody thinks Oklahoma will score some points. Everybody's wondering how Nebraska's going to be able to score some points.
Well, our prediction's coming up, and that's starting to bother me now that the Husker fans are all, we can win. I hope they do. I hope they do. In fact, we circled Nebraska in our picks in the Hastings Trib this week, so we took a shot. Why not? Why not? What's it matter? Why not?
How far back are we?
I think we slid to 3 games back. 3 games back. We dug a hole early on in the season. We've been right in about the same spot, second and third, the whole time, but it doesn't look like we're going to defend our championship. And one of the reasons why is because there's not as many local teams left in the playoffs. There won't be as many games left to pick. But I'm pretty sure we're going to get all three right today, and then it's going to depend on the Oklahoma-Nebraska game.
And really, we have a fun time doing that, but after last year's title, we still have not received the keys to the city of Hastings, which we thought we were going to get, which is very disappointing. So thanks a lot, guys, at the Trib.
Also, district volleyball tonight here on ESPN Radio. Kearney Catholic takes on Shadron at 7:30. Also on KKPR 98.9 FM, Shelton and Alma, they play at 7 o'clock. And on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Heartland and Sandy Creek will play at 7 o'clock. All C&D finals are set for tonight. Last night, the Class D finals wrapped up. A couple of Bs are in there as well. State tournament gets underway Thursday for the final time, at least for a while, in Lincoln. And we will have complete coverage on our network of stations. State football playoffs down to the quarterfinal rounds. And Classes A and B are up first. Grand Island will be taking on Elkhorn. That's tonight at 7 o'clock. And in Class B, Aurora's at McCook, 7. Adams Central is at Gehring, 2:30. And Mike Will, still en route to Gehring. He'll have that for you this afternoon on 12:30 a.m. KHAS.
What a company, man. It brings a tear to my eye. How many miles Mike will put on a vehicle in a year when he does the Bronco Athletics?
About half of what I do. 1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Oh, big concert tonight. You got your kicks ready?
I've got to be. I'm not a country music fan. I've heard of the guy, but it's supposed to be sold out. Sold out, I heard they were announcing a few more tickets. They cleared room for another set of bleachers or something, Greg Shea telling me the other night. So maybe a few more tickets out there if you want to.
Name dropper.
Well, if you want to go out and still attend this Jason Aldean concert, might be a few more tickets available.
That's a big weekend going on. The Husker volleyball team plays tomorrow at Iowa State, a top 10 matchup, looking for a little revenge. We had Kelsey Peterson on the show yesterday. The Husker football team is home against Oklahoma. The Nebraska men's basketball team has their first exhibition game of the season tonight against Arkansas Fort Smith. That's at 7:05. So if you're going down for the football game and you want to check out some Husker basketball, you're going to get a couple chances to do it. The men play tonight. The women play on Sunday as UNL hosts UNK. They've been doing this for quite a few years, and we have an opportunity once again to catch up with the head women's basketball coach at the University of Nebraska, Connie Yorey. Connie, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, it's good to be back on. That means it must be basketball season.
Well, you guys, you've been fired up. Everything we've been hearing, everything we've been reading, you are full of confidence, and I think maybe it's good to be confident when you've got a healthy team.
Well, we are getting a little healthier, so that always helps. We still got a couple kids out, but for the most part, we've got the core of our team back. One of our starters from last year, Caitlin Burke, is still out, has been out. But other than that, we feel like we have an experienced team. We're a team that has enough talent. I mean, no, we're not the most talented team in the Big 12, but at the same time, we've got enough talent combined with the fact that we have experience and depth. And I think a real hunger right now to be a good basketball team. And so I think it's an exciting time for us, and you know, we hope to put our best basketball team on the floor that we've had for a number of years.
Connie, have expectations ever been higher for this team?
Well, probably not since I've been here, I would say. And you know, our league is always very, very difficult. It's a great challenge to play in the Big 12 as the number one ranked league in the country. So that in itself is going to be a challenge every year. But I think from an expectation standpoint, I think our players are the ones that they're hungry, and we want to go out and have a great season, and they've done a great job in our practice setting. You know, interestingly enough, we had an exhibition game on Tuesday night, and we have practiced so well in our exhibition, preseason practices, and our effort has been great. But we came out, and I don't know what it was, if we were a little bit nervous. I think we had some players who were just a little bit tentative out there, and that has not been what I've seen in practice. So I think we'll get that turned around, and I've already seen it through our practices here since Tuesday night. So, but again, our expectations are high, but I think that comes with having a team that has some experience and has enough talent.
Connie Yorey joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, if you put coaches together and had a draft, how soon would Kelsey Griffin be taken overall in women's college basketball?
Well, I think we've already had a couple WNBA people speak to us about Kelsey, and we had a head coach of the WNBA team into our practice about 2 weeks ago to watch Kelsey, and he thinks she's one of the top five seniors in the country. So that gives you a pretty good indication. You know, I keep comparing it to like Ndamukong Suh in football. I mean, here we have on our campus one of the best, if not the best, senior in college football right now. You know, particularly on the defensive side in Ndamukong, and we've really got the same thing going on in women's basketball. In Kelsey Griffin, she's one of the top seniors in the country, and she's going to have a chance to play at the next level, but right now, you know, her focus is getting her degree, which she's on track to do, and of course, making sure this being her fifth season here, being her best season.
Coach, what has she been able to do while she has been injured? How long has she been able to get back and really work on her basketball skills, and has she improved in a certain area you were looking for?
Right, well, of course, Kelsey sat out last year for us, and it really impacted us. You know, we had high hopes for last season, and when we lost Kelsey, It impacted us. There's no question. You take a player of that level off your team, and it changes who you are a little bit. So we're really glad to have her back this year. She right now is playing healthy for the first time, probably in her career. Although she has a broken nose, but that's nothing for Kelsey. She can play right through that. But you know, she hasn't played healthy since she's been here, and now here she is finally healthy, and not only just healthy but hungry. Again, to have a great season, she. Really was not able to do anything with the basketball for what was probably about 10 or 11 months. Mm. And then finally was able to do some shooting. And then she was out for almost 13. She was out for basically 13 months. And she had two ankle surgeries, I should say. She had one last December, and then she had to get another one in May. So while she was out, she ran. We have an underwater treadmill here at Nebraska that she was able to utilize. She got in the pool a lot. She did a lot of things that weren't going to put stress on her foot. And yet she wasn't really able to do a lot of basketball stuff. Now she could stand or sit and do ball handling, but, you know, there's only so many things you can do there. But it's a really kind of amazing the level that she's playing at right now, considering that she hasn't been healthy and she really hasn't had a basketball on her hands for very long. But she's a competitor, and she's a really good athlete, and again, we're expecting a great season from her.
Connie, you look to start four seniors on your team. How many of these younger kids do you hope to get on the floor immediately and play early in the season and get quality minutes out of them?
Well, in our exhibition game the other night, we started Lindsay Moore, who is a freshman for us at the point guard spot, and you know, whether she's a starter or she, regardless of whether she's a starter or not, she's going to play significant minutes for us. She's one of our top five guards, and right now is leading the way as our point guard. And so here we have a freshman, even though we have a veteran lineup, we have a freshman who's been able to step in and see some immediate playing time. We also have another freshman, Katia Like, who we think she's a big guard, and we need a big guard in our, to be on the floor for us, and she's somebody that we think will contribute as well.
Connie Yoy, the head women's basketball coach at the University of Nebraska, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, Daddy and I were kind of wondering how we could get on the travel party for the next month.
Have you seen where we're headed?
Las Vegas, California, Miami, and that's okay. Before the 5th of December.
Okay, well, you know, it sounds all exciting, but when we get there, we go right to the gym, practice, and... you know, we have actually really short turnarounds in each of those cases. A little bit longer when we go out to our Thanksgiving tournament in California. But it sounds like all fun and games, but really it's pretty much a business trip for us. And you know what? I'm no fool. You know, when it comes to scheduling, you know, if you have the chance to schedule, you know, a North Dakota versus a California, well, you know, I'm no dummy. So. In the middle of the winter, you know, you want to get to an opportunity to get to a little bit of warm weather.
Connie, you mentioned Lindsay playing point guard for you. A year ago, what did you have Vonnie playing point guard and not really a true point guard there?
Right. Vonnie has been really our starting point guard each of the last 2 years. Now, you know, we run a system where our point guard doesn't necessarily always guard the opponent's point guard. Vonnie, regardless of whether she was playing the one or two offensively, she's always defended our opponent's point guard, and she's very good at that. This year, that's not going to change for her. Even if she plays the two spot for us, she is going to continue to defend our opponent's point guard, and she will play until we get Caitlin Burke back. Vonnie will probably be our second point guard. In the meantime, you know, she has a chance to start at the two spot for us or beat Lindsay out at the one spot. So regardless of what happens there, Vonnie's going to be on the floor. She's going to play a lot of minutes. She didn't start for us on Tuesday night, but she's somebody that obviously has been a two-year starter for us, and we expect big minutes from her.
Just another minute left here with Connie Yoy, the head women's basketball coach at Nebraska. They are going to host UNK on Sunday at 2:05. Coach, you've had some good exhibition battles in the past with the Lopers, but they sure look banged up. If they're only able to suit up eight kids and you want to take it to the next level, what are you looking for and to get accomplished, I guess, on Sunday?
Well, I'm gonna be honest right now. I have not done a lot in terms of preparation for UNK. We were not as good as we needed to be Tuesday night, and we need to take care of ourselves right now, and we need to do what we need to do, and focus on Nebraska right now, and we're gonna probably head into that game, with the same thought, and we'll get a little bit more preparation time in for them on Saturday, but, right now we're trying to take care of ourselves. But, you know, Carol's done such a great job there. You know, and they've had years where they've had injuries, and even those years they've continued to be successful and be competitive within their league and competitive nationally at the Division II level. So I'm expecting nothing different on Sunday. Last year, you know, they had a lead on us for most of the game, and we had to come back to win that game. So we know the kind of quality competition that we're going to see on Sunday, and we're not going to take that lightly. But at the same time, at first, we got to take care of ourselves.
Connie, what's the ultimate goal for this basketball team?
Well, you know, there's no question that we should be an NCAA tournament team if we play up to our capabilities. But we got to stay healthy. We've got to stay healthy, and we've got to get Caitlin back for us. And so I think that's, you know, an obvious goal for us. You know, how far you can go into the tournament depends on a lot of things. But you know, we have the goal of getting to the tournament and having a chance to win some games there, because we think that we'll have that capability. You know, again, if we get healthy, stay healthy, and we continue to improve.
Tony, 10 of the 12 teams in the Big 12 Conference were either in the top 25 or received votes
right
in the preseason poll. That's just amazing. Last question, Connie, because we are always interested in Nebraska kids. You've got three on your roster, but two of them are seniors. One of them is a junior. What is the upcoming class as you look at some of the kids in the state of Nebraska? Is there going to be some talent coming possibly your way, or is there Division I talent in the next year or so?
Well, of course, the NCAA rules don't permit me to comment on individual players, but I think when you see our signing class, where the signing date's coming up here in November, on November 11th, I guess we already are in November, but no, it's a week from today. Here we go.
There you go.
So next week, you'll have a chance to see that we've signed a Nebraskan, and we think an outstanding one.
Well, that'll be great. Connie, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We look forward to the game on Sunday, and we'll catch up with you again hopefully a little bit later on in the season.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on once again.
Take care. Connie Yore, head women's basketball coach at the University of Nebraska.
Do we know who that Nebraska girl is?
Well, probably out of Alliance, yeah.
Okay.
I think Jordan already committed.
That would be a good get for the University of Nebraska,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, there's some commitments out there. She's definitely the class of the upcoming
class.
There you go.
Yeah. Good.
Messing with me.
Hey, Kelsey Griffin, I think, you know, we talked to Carol right after Kelsey Griffin got hurt a year ago. It's been longer than that, actually. And, you know, basically it was a real punch in the gut for that team. They knew where they wanted to be. They knew they couldn't get there without Kelsey Griffin. They got her back. This could be a really exciting time for Nebraska women's basketball, and a good time to start following the Cornhusker ladies.
Well, let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to get some football predictions. We've got Bruce Furniture's Pigskin Pick'em coming up, and some baseball news that is not good for Daddy and I. Back after this.
I'm sorry, we have to stop, man. No disrespect.
Time to take a commercial break.
Stop it.
Even in a depression, the entertainment industry thrives.
If you've noticed a change in your hearing, then it's time to see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. The unique partnership between our audiologists and physicians allow us to provide unsurpassed care and state-of-the-art hearing health care. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
Everyone at Gangwish Seed Farm admires the dedication and skill of the Shelton Lady Bulldogs volleyball team. Good luck at the district finals. From your fans at Gangwish Seed Farm in Shelton, providing quality NC Plus seed to a discerning ag community. Good luck in the district finals. Tripe Motor Company proudly supports the Alma Lady Cardinals volleyball team. They've had a great season so far. Good luck from your fans at Tripe Motor Company, your one-stop sales, service, parts, and leasing center in Alma.
Extreme weather can cause delays and closings. When it does, click on ESPNSuperstation.com and look for the Fidelity Heating and Air weather threat icon. Click it for a full listing of delays and closings anytime and update it all the time. Even when the weather stops you, nothing can stop a train.
Mainly sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures up in the mid-70s. Winds will stay to the southwest around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Skies will then stay clear tonight with a low of around 40. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 55.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Al Dean, De La Jason will be at the Vero Event Center coming up tonight. So hope all the folks that are heading into town for that have a good time. 888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, Chris and Lawrence says, I'll bet you don't remember, but this spring I wrote that I put $20 down on the Royals to win the World Series at 45-1 odds when I was in Vegas. Well, I'm going back, and I'm going to do it again, only at 150-1. Chris says, I checked this morning. I'll make big buck on them boys in blue next year.
Oh, we hope you cash that ticket. We hope you cash that ticket, but then the news yesterday.
Well, now it's conflicting reports, Tony. The trading gets going here, and according to reports yesterday, the Royals' Mark Tian had been traded to the Chicago White Sox in exchange for second baseman Chris Getz and third baseman Josh Fields. But hold on. According to MLB.com, neither club would confirm the reports, which surfaced in the New York Daily News and later appeared on the Chicago Sun-Times website. Royals general manager Dayton Moore sent word before noon through the team's public relations department that there was nothing to report right now. Apparently no announcement pending from the Royals. The White Sox have not confirmed anything. However, it should be noted that neither team denied the deal either. Nice job, Royals. I mean, you didn't do it in the stretch when you could have maybe got something last year. And if they're trading for a third baseman, what are you going to do with Alex Gordon?
I was going to say there's a person that needs to be traded.
Well, I'm just saying. They're bringing
when you're looking at production, Doug, who needs to be traded?
Are they going
to
put Gordon at first? Are they going to bench him? What are they going to do? I mean, and again, don't trade, like, your best player, non-pitcher, named Greinke. Don't trade him in division. I mean, good God. Quit trading people to the White Sox and the Twins, and the Indians, and the Tigers. What are you doing? What are you doing? There's 25 other teams that you can send these guys to, and you're sending them to the rival White Sox. You're sending them to somebody in your division. Good Lord, Dayton Moore. The string is getting thinner. The tightrope is starting to fray. The problem is, if you're going to trade somebody, I mean, who are you going to trade that anybody wants if they play for the Royals? Tian's one of the two or three guys that anybody would want.
Tian? DeJesus? You know, they traded Mayhew to the Twins. He's in getting playoff outs. Hell, he couldn't get anybody out in Kansas City, but get him to the playoffs with the Twins. He's an all-star.
It's just amazing. It's just amazing. These and other items of sports you can discuss while enjoying a great lunch at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island. And don't forget, you can watch anything you want, whether it's Major League Baseball reruns or the golf going on overseas or something like college and NFL football, where they can get every game that's televised. And Monday Night Football from kickoff to close, $2, you call it. Almost every drink in the house is $2. They're open 7 days a week because, well, they don't know exactly when you work and when you like to have fun and when you're hungry, so they're there all day, every day, for your enjoyment and to take care of you with lunch specials and your favorite food and drink specials every night. The wings, the chislic, melt in your mouth, sirloin tips seared in your favorite wing sauce. Maybe you want a steak that's not cut up and seared in sauce. They'll do that for you, too, because peppercorn, it's very good. They've got the salads, they've got the pizzas, they've got the burgers, they've got the wings, bone in, bone out. Whatever you want, it is the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Try them for lunch today.
Hey, Derek, a World Series of Poker starts again tomorrow.
Yeah, the final nine, they're down to it.
Who wins?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, they're gonna play it over the next 2 days, starting tomorrow, and then quickly edit down all of that footage to show on Tuesday.
But you can watch live online, right? Isn't that the deal?
Can you? I'm not even sure about that. That'd be nice. I wouldn't mind doing that.
I thought you could do that last year. Who's leading it, Tony?
Darvin Moon has 30% of the chip stack, $58.93 million. He's a logger from Western Maryland. Ultimate amateur. In second place, Eric Buckman, 30 years old, from Valley Stream, New York, 34.8. Stephen Bigleder, 47, from New York also. He has just shy of $30 million. He works at Wall Street. Jeff Schulman, 34. Las Vegas has $20 million. Joseph Cotta, 21 years old. Out of Shelby Township, Michigan, $13 million. Kevin Schaffel, 52, from Coral Springs, Florida, $12 million. The seventh place player, Phil Ivey, who everybody thinks undoubtedly is the best pro in the world when you talk to the pros, he has $9.77 million. So he's short stacked along with eighth place, Antoine Seyoute, 25 years old, from France, and James Ankenhead, 26, from London, England. So that's your lineup of nine players. Ninth place is going to take home $1.2 million. First place, $8.5 million. So,
of course, it's in Vegas. They've set the odds. Phil Ivey is at 5-1. Phil Ivey will not win. I will tell you that right now, Derek.
I have a feeling Phil Ivey is going to be one of the first ones out, or he's going to be one of the last ones there. I don't think you're going to see him out, you know, fourth, fifth, or sixth. He's going out eighth or ninth, or he's getting first or second.
It's set up for the. It's going to be all about the bad beat when it comes to Phil Ivey, if he can survive the bad beat, because you get down here, first place, he said he's got 30 million chips.
First place got 60. That's over 30, just roughly 30% of them. I mean, basically, Phil Ivey right now, Derek, ace king, he's all in, right?
Yeah, but there's still a lot of play involved, because I think the blinds are what? Are they 30,000, 60,000? 40,000, 80,000, something like that, starting blind stack. So there's still quite a bit of play involved if you have over 10 million. So it's not a complete crapshoot or anything like that. But you've got to like Darvin Moon's chances if he's got, you know, close to 60 million chips.
He won a tournament at a casino in West Virginia to get his $10,000 entry fee in. If he walks out of the woods in Western Maryland where he's got no credit card and no cable and no online, no email, and no nothing, and gets $8.5 million, and then comes home, I just think it's an unbelievable, improbable story, Norman Chad says.
Well, we'll have to see how it plays out. It's a gambling weekend, Tony. The World Series of Poker, the Breeders' Cup, gets underway today, goes tomorrow. Anything that you want to tell us about that?
Well, obviously, Zenyatta, 13-0, is a run against the boys, and you look at the lineup. There's a horse coming from overseas in Rip Van Winkle. That's my little asterisk beside Rip Van Winkle that I think could be the one that upsets. There's $25 million out for grabs. Starts at 2:30 today on ESPN2. Coverage moves over to ABC tomorrow. All the horse racing coverage you could ever want, the 26 Breeders' Cup, six races go today. and the rest of them tomorrow with eight races. So great, great weekend, the Super Bowl of horse racing, where it's all up for grabs.
Well, let's wrap up this segment with your selections. If you're ready to go on this Friday, let's see what Daddy has in store for the public. Well, let's start with college football, and you love the Big 12.
Well, I start in the Big 12. Only one selection comes from there this week, but it's Oklahoma State. That's the team I take at Iowa State. Cowboys were moving the ball on Texas. They had five turnovers. Texas turned those into points. Yeah, they were mistakes by Zach Robinson. I think he cleans up those mistakes. The favorite in this series, 5-0, Oklahoma State, 10-1 as a conference road favorite. I will take Oklahoma State minus 7.5 points.
Isn't Iowa pretty good in the plus turnover ratio?
Iowa State's real good, especially if Cowboys give them eight. They'll win this game. I can promise you that. Ohio State at Penn State. Big, big ball game. Penn State at home. Penn State D's number three in the nation. This is a home series. The home team is 9-2 in this series. I will take Penn State and lay the 3.5 points in this one. And it made more sense when Colin Cowherd said he liked Ohio State. Perfect, perfect time to jump all over Penn State. Florida State at Clemson. Clemson minus 8.5. Florida State 7-3 away. If you're an ACC dog of three or more points, they're 4-1. I'm going to take Florida State, gobble up those points. This could be a shootout. Watch out for C.J. Spiller. I think Bobby Bowden concentrates and eliminates his touches, doesn't let him get a big return on him.
Yeah, Bobby Bowden does. Bobby Bowden coaches him up. Yeah, that'll happen.
I'm cheering for Bobby. I'm cheering for Bobby, one of the great coaches of all time. And then Kent State at Akron. Normally, when Kent's playing, when Bill and Mary are playing, I just don't think they can do it alone. I think Kent can do it alone this weekend, minus 3 at Akron. Six straight covers, the Zips, six straight losses. It makes perfectly sense. Make them 7-7. I take Kent State, lay the 3 points. Wrapping that up, Oklahoma State, minus 7.5. Penn State, minus 3.5. Florida State, plus 8.5. And Kent State, minus 3. Look to the NFL. Detroit at Seattle. The Lions, 2 touchdowns in the last 2 games. They lost to St. Louis. They go to the West Coast. They're going to eat some salmon and drink some coffee and go home losers of more than 10 points. Panthers at the Saints. New Orleans Saints, minus 13. This team continues to roll. I know the Panthers running game, that two-headed monster. But the Saints are 12-1-1 against the spread. They're 9-1 against the spread at home. The Saints, I continue to ride that streak, minus 13. Texans at the Colts. Houston, 7-1 against the spread versus their division in November. Colts had a close one with San Francisco. I think the Texans are a much better football team than they've been in the past. Colts, 13-1 against the Texans all time. Make it 14-1, but they don't cover 10 points. Take the Texans plus the 10 points. In the NFL, Seattle minus 10, the Saints minus 13, the Texans plus 10. Those are the three NFL games of the week.
Brings a tear to my eye and a pain to my stomach. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
Calling all guys. Don't miss your chance to get big savings at JCPenney's biggest sale of them all. Everything in the store is on sale. From sweaters and fleeces to khakis and jeans, suits, sport coats, dress shirts, you name it, it's all on sale. Like Dockers, Izod, and SJB jackets for $49.99. Pick up St. John's Bay flannel shirts for just $9.99. And NCAA fleece top for only $19.99. The men's store inside JCPenney makes it easy to get in, find it, and get going. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends November 7th.
Wendy's is turning the big 4-0, and over the years, we've learned a lot, like hamburgers don't have to be round, and an oven-baked potato or rich meaty chili can come from a pickup window, and you can eat a Frosty with a spoon or a French fry. To thank you for your support over those 40 years, we're offering our double stack with fresh beef, small Frosty, small slow-simmered chili, or sour cream and chive baked potato for just 99 cents each for a limited time at participating Wendy's. It's way better than fast food. It's Wendy's.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Mainly sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures up in the mid-70s. Winds will stay to the southwest around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Skies will then stay clear tonight with a low of around 40. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 55.
Yeah. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, you getting ready to maybe go down to the Husker game? It's 7 o'clock. The best part about tailgating, you get to eat maybe twice or more. There's always folks, they're grilling, they're taking care of, you're bringing stuff from home, you're making stuff there, and everybody wants to do everybody else well. Why don't you go to Troutman's Quality Meats? It's a grill's best friend.
That will ensure you outdo everybody.
That's right, folks. You're the one, because they'll have the Green Mountain Grill if you need to haul that baby down there with you. Take one for tailgating. Take one for the house. Take one for the kids. You'll have one everywhere. That way you're always eating well. And don't forget, they have got fresh sausage from the smokehouse to take with you. Fresh summer sausage and snack sticks. Perfect for the game. You can just slip them right into your pocket, and that way you don't have to go get a $10 anything. At the game, he just got some snack sticks from Troutman's. Here we go. Kerry says Troutman's has wine, beer, and tailgate tested and approved. All the grill goodies you need. USDA certified Angus beef. They'll custom cut the steaks to your order, and fresh ground beef patties available in several sizes. Don't forget that Thanksgiving, only a couple of weeks away, hard to believe, and now is the time to order your fresh turkeys, smoked turkeys, bone-in or boneless hams, and prime ribs for the holidays. You can get a huge ham. It'll feed 12. Daddy, you're going to have four people over, but you want a Troutman's ham. What's Kerry going to do for you?
Whack! Whack! Twice. Cut it in thirds.
There you go. Although road construction is still ongoing, street is now open in front of Troutman's with easy access from both directions, east and west. So see Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, right across from Bob's Superstore Highway 30 in Kearney. Tony, we never talk about soccer on this show. But when gals start spanking each other and punching each other and pulling hair, you're all fired up to talk about it.
Well, I would love to drive to New Mexico and punch one and right in the mouth. If you happen to be around a TV right now, it is going to be up on
YouTube.
Whatever. It's going to be on SportsCenter here shortly. There was a soccer match yesterday, I believe, or 2 days ago, which pitted New Mexico versus BYU. And the highlights will leave you shaking your head that I cannot believe not only should this young lady from New Mexico be kicked off the soccer team, I think she should probably be put in jail. It's just embarrassing what she did.
Well, how could she do it so many times and not be ejected from the game?
I have no idea. I really have no idea. And you can YouTube it, or it's going to be on right after these highlights.
Let's go ahead and call her out, Elizabeth Lambert from New Mexico.
What a little 15. Bag. You know what?
Lost. BYU wins 1-0.
Where is Ike Turner when you need him?
Chris from Kearney says it's hot.
Oh, this is not, no, Chris, not even you would like this.
Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. That is way out there.
I mean, it's just so bizarre. You will not believe when you start watching this. And, Derek, you come from a land of soccer hooligans. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Well, yeah, there's, I mean, guys get into scrums and that kind of stuff, but I've never seen females really go at it like that. That was crazy.
And they didn't really go at it. It was a one female wrecking crew out there.
Yeah, and it was all, like, different instances throughout the game. It wasn't just all, like, during one, you know, big tussle. It was throughout the game.
But the one girl knocks her down, and then the ball's right there, and she kicks the ball into her, kicks a soccer ball into this girl's face, literally at 2 feet.
Yeah, needless to say, they don't like each other.
Well, what's her name? Lambert.
Lambert, yes. Drag her through the mud.
Yeah.
Tri-City Storm takes their 5-game winning streak on the road this weekend. They are at Sioux Falls tonight, Des Moines tomorrow. You can hear tomorrow's game on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. The puck will drop at 7:05.
Derek, any update on those players? Do we got suspensions out there?
Yeah, two-game suspensions because of the brawl that went down with a minute left in the last game. Our goalie got checked. Brawl ensued, so it looks like Pinkston and Panzarella both out for 2 games.
ESPN the magazine's academic All-American team is out, and in football, UNK's Rustin Dring and Pat Ackerman are first team District 7, while Brandon Harrington, who plays for Shadron State out of Grand Island, has made the first team. On the second team, Stephen Gooden of UNK, and the academic All-District 7 volleyball team, first team, and there's only 6 gals on it, Nikki Scott from UNK, Kelly Wemhoff of UNK is on the third team. Corey Cooper of Nebraska is on the university first division team. And that's the latest.
Smart people.
You know what it's time for?
Is it Pigskin Picks?
It's Pigskin Picks, people. Pigskin Picks. It's Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick Challenge. The phone's ringing already. And, you know, Derek, what do you think? Caller 106 today?
Yeah, let's go high. Let's do.
Let's wait. You want to read the email?
Yeah, do that.
We'll just let the phone ring for a while. Greg says from Hastings, just to follow up on the previous Royal rant, if the Royals trade for third baseman Josh Fields, what does that mean for the underachieving Alex Gordon? Maybe they'll trade him too so he can be an all-star somewhere else. Isn't that what usually happens to former Royals? Either that or they play in multiple World Series. Greg and Hastings. For the betterment of Alex Gordon, God's sakes, trade him.
Who would he be talking about, Roy Labanez? I'm serious. You know, it's like every time Labanez came to the plate, that World Series, I'm sitting there going, he was one of us.
Let me ask you this. If the Royals were to trade Alex Gordon, give me 2 teams you'd like to see him play with.
Well, you'd like to go to a likable team. I think the Cubs would be one.
Yeah, but they don't win either. So that's why I'm saying, I mean, yeah, that's the first thing that pops in your mind, but they don't win either. And that's not even a shot at the Cubs. It's just the truth. They don't win either. Cardinals, he wouldn't be that far away. Rockies wouldn't be that far away. Fans could still go see him play. Twins.
Guess we could have a, you know.
And I don't think he's going to end up with the Twins, though. So we'll see. I don't think he's going anywhere.
You said it, though. The tightrope deal with Dayton Moore. He was handed all this dollars to free up so much more money, so much more than Alan Bayard ever had, Doug. Not much criticism that I know has been out there about Dayton Moore. I mean, he worked under John Schuerholz in Atlanta.
Just for you, because you're kind of a negative person. Derek, just so you feel like a part of the show today, what number caller do you want to take?
Let's do 11.
11. Caller 11 at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you've not went up against Daddy and I in the Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em, you'll get your shot next.
What are you listening to?
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't put up with you people because you're bastard people.
These guys really suck.
Awful. So bad.
Anyway, our heroes will be right back.
Here's some cold logic about hot water. When the whole family's showering in the morning, a regular tank water heater can't keep up. And when that pleasant stream of hot water runs out, a river of accusations and name-calling will follow. So why not get a Rinnai tankless water heater? It's Energy Star qualified, and you get all the hot water you need while saving up to 40% on your energy bill. Rinnai tankless water heaters. They make continuous hot water and a whole lot of sense. See them online at Rinnai.us.
You know that great feeling you get when you find money in an old jacket? That's how you'll feel when you go a little farther between fill-ups using BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, all three grades of BP gasoline with Invigorate help clean and protect dirty engine parts. And since a clean engine runs more efficiently, BP gasoline with Invigorate can help restore mileage lost to a dirty engine. To help your car get a few more miles per tank, try BP gasoline with Invigorate.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Vidalke Heating and Air.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Drs. Owen and Conley have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Mainly sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures up in the mid-70s. Winds will stay to the southwest around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Skies will then stay clear tonight with a low of around 40. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 55.
You get a shiver in the dark. Park, but meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your whole.
Wow, back to Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Just a reminder, I get Husker reaction after the game. Sometimes you're fired up right after the game. Sometimes you're excited right after the game. Sometimes you're real happy right after the game. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
We haven't given our picks yet either.
Don't calm down. Don't calm down. Send them in when you're fired up, when you're angry. We love to have them.
Those are the best.
Those are the best. We appreciate that. We got a caller on the line. Do a little pigskin pick 'em right now, Douglas.
We're going to do that. Derek's going to get them all set up to go, and then we're going to make some selections today and make our Husker prediction. But as you get ready, we're going to Husker, Oklahoma tomorrow. Kind of fired up for that. I just hope. I hope for the sake of Husker Nation, the players, the coaching staff, that it's nothing like last year in Oklahoma thumping up Nebraska. I don't even want to be here Monday if that happens.
No, and you know, everybody remembers last year being 28-0 in the 28-0 in the early going of that game, and it was basically over. We're 6 minutes in, and the game was just done. And they had to bring in different horses to run the schooner around because they had to get water. It was a bad deal.
Is that what happened?
That was a bad deal.
All right, long as you know what's going on. Well, we are looking forward to bringing you more high school football action next week on our network of stations. As we said, Adams Central is playing Gehring this afternoon on 1230 AM KHAS. Next week, Hastings St. Cecilia Crofton, Overton Giltner, Amherst taking on Palmer, and Pleasanton taking on Sargent on our network of stations. Right now, Terry from Kearney is ready to do battle with us in Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em. Already a winner of a $25 gift card to Bruce Furniture and of various other goodies from our variety of sponsors like Fanatics, Midway, and congratulations to Terry for that. Terry, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you ready to make some picks with us?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get after it. The first game comes out of the vaunted Big Ten Conference. Illinois at Minnesota. Who you got?
Without Decker, I'm going to go with Illinois.
Uh-oh, Daddy.
I cannot take Cosgrove. I'm going to take Cosgrove.
Oh, sure. Put the jinx on me. I'll take Minnesota. So Terry's already one up on us. South Carolina at Arkansas, the old ball coach. I'm going to take the old ball coach on the road as a touchdown underdog, Tony. What do you got?
I'll take a pig suey at home.
And Terry?
South Carolina.
Ooh. Navy at Notre Dame, the annual get-together, Daddy?
Well, because Ken's always got so many nice things to say about us, Doug, I'll take Notre Dame.
Terry?
Notre Dame.
And it's a clean sweep with Notre Dame. Here on ESPN, Florida State is at Clemson. Daddy, you said that you like Florida State to stay within the spread, but who's going to win the game?
I'll take the Tigers.
I'm going to take Clemson as well, Terry?
Clemson.
Ohio State at Penn State. They're starting to get a little more competitive, I would think. Ohio State at Penn State. Terry, who you like?
Let's go Penn State.
Daddy?
I've got Penn State winning this game 12-4.
I am taking Ohio State to buck your trend because you never go perfect on the college game, so I'm hoping this is the one you miss. LSU at Alabama starts our college football doubleheader tomorrow, pregame at 2 here on ESPN Radio. Daddy, who you like? LSU says they have something in store for Alabama. I'll pick first. They got a loss in store. I'll take Alabama.
Yeah, Florida's already insured themselves to be in that championship game. Alabama can do the same here. I'll take Alabama.
How about you, Terry?
I like LSU to keep within the spread, but I'll go with Alabama to win it.
All right, let's go to the Big 12. Kansas at Kansas State. Terry, who do you like?
Let's go Kansas.
I'm going Kansas, Daddy.
I'm going to take Kansas State at home, and I think if you go back to Big 12 media days, what would the spread in this game have been?
30. And now it's 2. Washington at UCLA. I threw this on there because you got to have a bad taste in your mouth once in a while. And the bad taste of this game is Rick Neuheisel. I'll take UCLA. Daddy?
I was just going to say, I think he played a really mellow hit on his guitar to the kids. I'll take Rick Neuheisel as well.
Terry?
I'm going to go Washington.
Washington, 0-12 last year. 0-12, people. They beat USC. Terry thinks they can do it here and beat another abbreviated school in UCLA. Texas A&M at Colorado. Ooh, boy! The spread's only 3, Daddy. At Colorado, who you got?
One of these teams is going to win this game 64-12. I just don't know which one's going to win it by that margin. Give me Hawk.
Terry?
Let's go with A&M.
I thought for sure you were going to pick A&M, which would make my pick a whole lot easier. Boy, Texas A&M looks like the better football team, which is just amazing to me to say. I'm taking Texas A&M. And finally, it's the Big Red against the Big Red. Oklahoma, Nebraska. Terry, who you got?
I hate to do it, but I got to go with Oklahoma.
Daddy, who you got? You want me to go first? I'll go first. I know who I'm taking. I'm going to circle it right here in front of you. It's already circled, as a matter of fact. I said at the beginning of the year, Nebraska had no chance of winning this football game. That was with Nebraska being better than they are now, and that was with Oklahoma being a way lot better than they are now. Our defense is outstanding. It'll bring Ndamukong Suh's name back into the forefront for a Heisman candidate. The defense will have a goal of shutting Oklahoma down better than the teams that have beat them already. Nebraska gets some kind of a special teams quirky touchdown. It's a low, low-scoring game. Yes, I will come over to your dark side. I am taking, and why not, Nebraska to win this football game. Your selection.
Only reason
I'm... Head or heart, baby. What are you going to do?
You know what? My head and my heart's telling me there's one team going to win this game because my head's in Las Vegas right now. Why is that spread 4? Why is it 4.5? That tells me the Nebraska Cornhuskers have a chance. I think, much like the Penn State-Ohio State game, which I said 12-4, it'd be 8 safeties scored, I think there'll be 9 safeties scored in the Nebraska game. And I'm going to take the Nebraska Cornhuskers to somehow, some way, at home. And I can't believe I'm doing this, and I hope this isn't the jinx on Nebraska, Oklahoma. I'm going to say Nebraska 13, Oklahoma 9.
Well, it's not the tiebreaker for the game. This week's tiebreaker is Oklahoma State, Iowa State. Terry, total points in the Okie State, Iowa State game.
Let's go 56.
Whoa. Daddy?
Okie State, give me 66.
Really? Okay. Let's see. Okie State, I think, beat Baylor 34-7.
I'll say that's about the same thing. I'm going to go, I'll take a point away, say they beat them 33-7, because that's a good number to pick this week. I'll go with 40. Terry, congratulations on your win today, and best of luck this weekend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Daddy, it's time to wrap up the show for the week. So what's your prediction, 13-9?
One 13-9, and obviously we got five safeties, and Alex Henry makes a 59-yard field goal.
I mean, seriously, the over-under, a couple of places I've looked, is right around 41, 42, 43.
That means
they have to score some points.
This is the only way.
That's 24-20. That's 21-20. That's what you're looking at.
If I took Nebraska, that's the only way, I think, unless they're Cody can get free in that secondary and make a couple big plays with his legs.
The last time that Nebraska beat Oklahoma in Lincoln was the pass from Thunder Collins to Stunts back to Crouch. 20-10 was the final. That's what I'll go with. Nebraska 20, Oklahoma 10. Hey, thanks to everybody that emailed and called the show not only today but throughout the week. You can catch the show on the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drill in the Loft at ESPNSuperstation.com. And thanks to Nebraska women's basketball coach Connie Yorey for joining us today.
Hey, we'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy's show, Summer Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drill. Cunningham's Drill, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.